Egypt, the Time of Pharaohs, the exhibition at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science transports you to the distant past to explore ancient Egyptian culture and the land of pharaohs. Over 5,000 years ago, Egypt became a state that unified many cities and towns along the Nile River. Since then, ancient Egypt's powerful pharaohs, phenomenal pyramids, and extraordinary art have captivated people's imagination all over the world. In the studio today, we are talking with Aaron Baxter, museum spokesperson for the Egypt exhibit and acting curator of anthropology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Over the course of her class, The Archaeology of Death, at CU Boulder, Aaron has overseen the experimental mummification of over 600 animals and looks forward to seeing how the experts did it. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you. That doesn't make me sound at all strange.
I think it's fascinating, personally. So Egypt, at DM&S, can you tell us, as one of the curators at the museum, what is featured in the exhibit and what folks can expect when they're touring it?
Absolutely. When you come, it's not just about Egypt, it encompasses Egypt. So it's Egypt in the time of Pharaoh. So that's like saying America in the time of presidents. It's everything from what you eat, where you go, how you dance, what you listen to, how you get up and down the Nile, what you're living in, what your pillow looks like. It's all of it. And it's kind of a little more than what you normally get when you're just looking at Pharaoh, because King Tut is a cool story. But he's not the only one. So there's a reason why it's Egyptology, right? It's a specialty unto itself. But what I'd love is Egypt is, of course, renowned for its preservation of the body for death. So you can rise up with Ra and live in the afterlife as your intact self. And as an archaeologist, I love dead things. It's kind of my specialty, but not for the somber elements of it, but for the fact that dead folks are a time capsule into the past. And so learning about an Egyptian person or an Egyptian animal or anything is really telling about what we couldn't otherwise know that happened 5,000 years ago and since then as well.
Amazing. So you instruct a class at CU Boulder titled The Archaeology of Death. Can you tell us about what you cover in that course and your own experience with mummification?
I'm not teaching it this semester, but yes, when I do teach The Archaeology of Death, it starts at the very beginning, and it's sort of like, when did humans start getting an idea of when their conspecific, when their family member or the person in their group dies, that they're going to do something with their body? Because there's Australopithecines, and you just, Aunt Sally falls over and you keep walking and leave her behind. And then what happens when you get to Homo naledi, when maybe you put your grandmother in a cave, or when you get to Neanderthals, when you might put somebody under some flowers, or when you get to humans, when you're doing all kinds of fascinating and interesting and new things because you're not quite sure what to do with your people when they pass. So we start with that, and then we go into how do archaeologists learn about ancient people, the scientific techniques, the methodologies behind it, and then what is this panoply of ideas behind death in South America, in Africa, in Asia, and all these different cultures and ways of dealing with it. And then we practice it. So we don't practice, we're all fine at the end of the semester, but we do practice looking at what are the remains that are left behind and can we recreate those. Colorado is one of the most sort of forward-thinking states about enacting legislation that allows for alternative burial strategies. Right now, we're at about 70% of our populace gets cremated or alternatively disposed of at the end of their life. The opposite is true, like in the U.S. South, 75% of people are still being buried, which many people, some people say that it's environmental sensibilities, there's not enough space, there's not enough room to preserve a body in perpetuity, and that's sort of true, but there's so many alternatives. You could be launched into space, you could be turned into jewelry, you could be made into paint, you can be turned into a tree, you can be broken down by high pressure water, you can donate to science, you can do millions of different things. Oh, turn to a record, that's a new one.
Oh, we like that, Kuvo Jess. I'm Alia Hartley on the morning set. I am sitting in the studio with Aaron Baxter, acting curator of anthropology at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, and also the spokesperson for Egypt, the Time of Pharaohs.